welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, and joining us on the line is a longtime friend, going back many, many years for both Willem and myself, Jerry Wiener. Jerry, welcome to Travel World.
Well, glad to be aboard, and I'm just in the middle of a very exciting initiative, and I hope that it'll be of interest to people that are going to be doing some traveling. I think that I like to say that this journey probably changed the course of my life. 3 or 4 months ago, I met a Canadian of Nigerian origin, and we spent some time together, and he wondered whether I'd be interested in doing some work in his country of origin. And it ended up I did a trip at the end of June, beginning of July. My wife and I were there for 2 weeks. Many of my friends were skeptical. They're wondering if I should have my head examined for going to a country which they felt would not be all that secure. But I can tell you what we found on the ground was a warm welcome, some terrific hospitality, and a lot of very intelligent, dedicated people interested in building a stronger bond, a stronger relationship with Canada. And I'm going back again in November. So it's begun a whole new initiative. And what I'd like to tell people listening is that I think Africa's day is dawning, that we should be taking a new interest in Africa. For too long, it was a dark continent. I myself hadn't been there in 10 years, but I'm really excited, and I've spoken now to people in Senegal, and I'm interested in some other countries as well. So for those that are listening, take a new look at Africa with a new light. I know it's a hop, skip, and a jump from here, but
well, I think a lot of people,
world of ours.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have that impression of Africa, and it goes back, you know, to the dark ages, the dark continent. Are we going to find facilities and services? And I think really over the last 10 years, many countries in Africa have made a concerted effort to develop themselves, but not losing their culture and not losing the hospitality and the warmth that makes them a totally different place to visit.
Jerry, this is Willem. I think it also has a lot to do with what you see on TV, because so many times newsrooms they're so preoccupied with getting the exciting and hot story, and they totally ignore what the people are really like. I mean, that was the way I discovered how much I love the people of South America, by actually going there. So and if I may take just 1 second to express my gratitude and admiration for you for having you on the show. You've always been one of my favorite people as long as I've ever known you. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about basket weaving, I'd be interested in your initiative. But this is one of the most noble things I can think of.
Well, we go back a long way, and I'll tell you, what I found were people that were warm, they're hospitable. And what's been transpiring now that I've been getting at the average 5 or 6 emails a day ever since, I have invitations when I go back of home, family and homes who want to offer me home hospitality. They're going to be inviting me to meet their family, their friends. They're organizing for me to meet them at their cultural clubs, at their sporting clubs, and business associations. So I've never received such a warm welcome. I'll give you an example. I made 5 calls today to families in Nigeria because my local partner does a little groundwork and invites me to put in a call for them. And each one of them was even more excited to hear from me than my own kids are, who live in distant parts. One lives in Texas and one lives in Europe. And I'm saying, wow, I never had that reaction. They say, Mr. Jerry, is that really you? You know, the excitement with which they handle a call. So there's an era here that we should be cognizant of. There are people that are reaching out. They're hospitable, they're warm, they're friendly, very intelligent. Let me tell you, I found a high degree of expertise and just an experience that is very, very comforting. Whether you're going to do it socially or culturally, there's a new era dawning. Now, it isn't that Nigeria is necessarily the center of the whole world, but if you want to take a new look at Africa, there's West Africa, there's East Africa, and then if you want to do a little vacation and go to Seychelles or Mauritius, you're into a completely new era here, and I'm starting to look at Africa in a completely new light.
It's one of the things that I particularly find interesting, and as a Canadian, I'm especially proud because we typically have a bit more of an open-minded view of people from other origins. But one of the things that I find most interesting is that people generally give you if you give them a chance, they'll just shine for you.
Absolutely. Many Canadians will remember me as the former minister of multiculturalism. In fact, I became known as Mr. Multiculturalism because of my long relationship with people from different cultural communities. And I think it's not often enough that we get to share the cultures and traditions and the heritages and the religions of other people. But when you do, we're enriched by it. And I think on the trail, when I go and meet people, well, they're impressed with Canada and what we've done in terms of our handling of the global crisis. But when you talk about the human resource and how powerful a force it is in the world and how it's helped us go through any global crisis, it is that diversity that reaches out to the countries of origin. And when you share in that diversity, let me tell you, you're enriched. And Canada is definitely enriched each and every time somebody comes from somewhere else. And we're privileged to build a country that's even stronger as a result of their contribution.
And when we travel and we learn from other cultures and we take part in their heritage and their music, their arts, their history, we learn something for ourselves. We bring back that to our country, and that is all part of the entire travel experience.
Well, I take back the music and arts from wherever I go. I like to continue reading newspapers from those countries. Today you can stream their radio stations, and it's just an amazing new world. And I think of how we must feel if we don't have this ability to reach out, where everybody you deal with or relate to is a member of the same kind or from the same community. And it really is very, very boring, and life can be so exciting. And I think that I have a chance here to build a new initiative, and I'm excited by it. And I've helped other members of the team we call ourselves the PACE team, because we're a team of people that work on both immigration and other aspects of the law firm out of Toronto. But it really is a very, very exciting opportunity. And they look at me as leading what they call Team Nigeria now. So it's very exciting. And I'm hoping I could be helpful to the people in Nigeria in building broader relationships between us, because if somehow we can bring some Canadians over there who can participate with our expertise and our energy, and they've got lots of money. See, it isn't always the money, and I think it's a joy.
There's those investment opportunities on both sides that we
can build. Oh, absolutely. It goes both ways.
There's that great trade opportunities between both ourselves and other nations, and this is opening doors and how we can all benefit. It becomes a mutually beneficial equation. I was just looking through Travel Weekly a few days ago, and Intercontinental Hotels Group, Choice Hotels, Accor Group, they are looking at Africa as a continent where they say this is a frontier that we know is going to boom within the next decade, and they want to start putting in more of that tourism infrastructure.
Well, I think that I feel like I'm on the leading edge of a curve somehow, but I want to encourage others to take a new interest in Africa. There are ongoing conferences on Africa. There's a new excitement with the continent, and I might say that those that felt somewhat reticent because of the lack of democratic institution, Nigeria just held in this past May what was described by international observers as the cleanest and fairest election that they've ever observed. So it's definitely a new era. I had a chance to meet the governor of Lagos State, a brilliant young man, very intelligent, really intent on effecting change. We spent an hour together, and it was the most open and wonderful conversation. Of course, when I walked into the office, he and I had a lot in common. He was watching the tennis, which at that time was, I believe, the Wimbledon matches. So I said, oh, boy, I'd be doing the same thing. He said, well, sit down. Let's start off watching a few minutes anyway. You know, we're supposed to be talking, but there's nothing wrong with looking at the tennis at the same time. So there's much that brings us together. And when we examine those things that bring us together, there's so much more we can do together.
a lot that can be done, and crossing boundaries and cultures, meeting people, multiculturalism. Mr. Multiculturalism himself, Jerry Weiner, former multiculturalism minister in the Mulroney cabinet here in Canada. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we're glad to have you back anytime, Jerry, to talk about your friends and colleagues over
in
Africa.
It's a real pleasure. Perhaps we can speak again after my next trip to Nigeria. We'll have another look where we've gone. I'm probably going to go to Senegal also, so I'll have another look at West Africa at the same time.
Perfect. Talk to you soon, Jerry. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. Take care, everybody.